You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grede, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grede, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
The pitch to Sanchez. Pulled fair inside first. Down into the right field corner. The tying run is in. Here comes the winning run, and the ball game is over.
Feel good. It's just... it's baseball, you know, like, that happens. So I just want to keep my heads up and be here tomorrow.
That was Daniel Palencia, who had been throwing lights out for the Cubs, but unfortunately was part of an 8-7 Marlins walk-off win last night. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score, and it was a game where, at first, I thought that things were going to go much worse because Ben Brown, first two ABs, home run, home run. Brown settles down. Unfortunately, the Marlins end up with a four-run fifth inning, which is in part what chases him from the game. And then ultimately, they score two more in the ninth. So despite a Cubs comeback, the Marlins end up winning by a final of 8-7 in that walk-off. In the grand scheme of things, it is one game after all. But unfortunately, this is the time of the schedule where you want to make some hay. And already, your little benchmark that you wanted, Marshall, is out of reach.
How is it out of reach?
Didn't you want 7 wins out of 9?
Yeah. How is that out of reach? They've lost 2 games.
Both to the Marlins.
Yeah. They swept the White Sox. They could still win tonight and tomorrow and be fine.
If they don't, though?
Yeah, if they don't, they don't. You're right. They didn't make it. But, I mean, Porter Hodge got hurt. Also, let's talk about this. I really want a real answer on this. The big double in the ninth. Should Kyle Tucker have caught that ball?
I don't think so.
I looked at the replay a couple times. I was like, should Kyle Tucker have caught that baseball? Because that changes everything, right?
Yeah, it changes everything. But I think his route to the ball was efficient enough to work. Like, that's why I don't have an issue.
So it was out of reach. Okay. All right. Now, I just want to make sure. I want to make sure I was not on an island here.
No, and what he's talking about, there was also a play at the plate, you know, that an aggressive send that gets called back where the Cubs had taken the lead briefly, and then they end up only tying the game at 6 apiece. That was on a challenge. That was the Miguel Amaya double. Miguel Amaya with 5 RBIs in this game. And Moises Ballesteros was sent home, and he's out on the throw. I don't necessarily know that was the best use of a send when you consider it, although Amaya was clearly trying to get a triple, ends up getting the double, and then he advances to third on the throw is how they ended up ruling it. But regardless, that was a moment that ended up, unfortunately, also hurting you in this game. Palencia comes on in the ninth. We find out through what Craig Counsell had to say, and we'll play that audio for you in a minute, is that we learned Porter Hodge wasn't available because of injury, which is another issue. But the ball, you know, the Jesus Sanchez triple, I kept going back over what I saw was what Counsell called a slider, but it was 98 miles an hour. So that's where I sat with this. Like, if you look at the game log on MLB.com, that was four balls that were all fastballs for out of Palencia. One was just really clearly in the zone, a little bit lower, but it was that final ball that Sanchez was able to turn on. Let's hear what Craig Counsell had to say about that.
You know, we got tail 0-2, and I think he was trying to throw a slider for a ball, and he just hung it a little bit. So the kid put a good swing on it and hit it, did a nice job. You know, I think he probably got a little tired, honestly, as the inning went on. He's been working really hard and doing a heck of a job, and probably ran out of a little bit of gas there and the walk, and we had a base hit.
Is there anything you liked about him against that special lineup versus Porter?
Porter's going to go on the injured list. He's got a left oblique issue, so he's unavailable.
It's the way he said it, right?
Oh.
Because we were all watching like, oh, wait, why is Porter Hodge not in the game? What's going on?
So Ben Brown ends up going 4 2/3, gives up 6 earned runs, 7 hits. Caleb Thielbar comes in, 1 1/3 scoreless. Ryan Pressly comes in. He throws an inning, gives up only 1 hit. Drew Pomeranz comes in, gets the hold. He throws an inning. And then that's when Palencia came in. His first blown save of the season. The 2/3 of an inning and then the 2 earned runs, obviously, that result in the walk-off. But that's why I think we saw the order that we saw. It was interesting that we found out that way because we're all wondering the same thing. Well, why wasn't Porter Hodge on there?
It's crazy because Jesus Sanchez, first of all, had the game, right? Lead it off, walk it off. That's one way to do it if you're going to be playing baseball. Also, the Marlins, I know on its face, you're like, how could they lose to the Marlins? They're the Marlins. But the Marlins, they do have a hat. I think this is their 6th walk-off win of the year.
I was laughing because yesterday Mark Grody kept talking about the threat of the man who ended up batting cleanup in the Marlins game, Kyle Stowers. And I'm like, oh no, it's Kyle Stowers. But he wasn't even really the issue as much.
The other thing I think that gets lost and that we're going to have to address because of where we are with this injury situation with the bullpen is it was good to see Ryan Pressly out there and he got out of an inning by getting a strikeout swinging. And just for context on that, when we talk about strike swinging, he hasn't had swing and miss stuff, but it was the only pitch that he threw that was swung through and missed. The previous appearance that he had, he didn't have one of those, but the previous 2 appearances, he had 3-1 and then 2 in another. But early in the season, he wasn't getting a lot of strikes swinging. If he can get the strikes swinging, maybe he can be moved further and further back into the game. He was in an important situation in a tight game here, albeit the 7th inning. But now that knowing that Porter Hodge wasn't even available, seems like he still has a way to go to climb that reliever rankings, if you will.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, because who's your next man up? I guess it is Palencia. He's going to have to be that person. That's a very bold move when you consider the profile of that at-bat with Sanchez, where you're trying to throw a slider in the dirt. It still ends up coming out of your hand super fast, and it ends up just looking like it's a low fastball.
The Xavier Sanoja walk on 4 pitches,
The walks remain a problem for the Cubs. There's no doubt. Also, notable, Matt Shaw. goes 2-for-4. He was batting ninth in the game. He has that nice double. And I saw he tried to leg kick. He tried. It ended up just being a mere step. It wasn't a toe tap. It was not a leg kick, but it was still a pickup put down of the foot.
Congratulations to Matt Shaw, who we would be talking about in a completely more excited way if they hadn't blown the save. Because he had the game-winning double until it wasn't the game-winning double.
I still want to make note, though, because I feel like it's a very good sign that he ends up with two clean hits the way he did, and one of them for extra bases. And you can tell he is clearly trying to work on that timing mechanism with his swing.
2-for-4 in a first game back, I don't know how much pressure was on him. He was batting in the 9-hole. But to come up with that big of a hit in his first game back after having to be in AAA for as long as he was, it's a great sign for the Cubs and their third base dilemma. He may be the solution to their third base dilemma. It's funny. It was a week ago we were asking what's a bigger area of concern, third base or relief? And I was like, relief, because third base, you can just kind of throw a guy out there who can play defense, Nicky Lopez, and be okay because you've got offense coming from other places. But relief is relief is a relief, and right now there is no relief for the Cubs.
They just don't have enough arms. Like, that's the issue. Now with Porter Hodge on the injured list, and again, obliques aren't necessarily automatic. Ian Happ seems to be. He will talk to us in just mere minutes here at the top of the hour, or at 11:25, rather. Jed Hoyer did expand a little bit more on the situation regarding Porter Hodge and what the solution is. We'll play that for you at the top of the hour here at 11 o'clock on Raheem and Harris. Jed Hoyer was on with Mully and Haw. But when it comes to your circle of trust, you have to have enough people to fill it right now. Pomerantz doing his job. Thielbar, a great outing for him. You're going to have some risk when it comes to even calling these guys' names. I understand that. You also have the situation where there might just be necessity, and you end up putting Ryan Pressly back in that 9 spot. But either way, right now it certainly looks like a closer by committee, and that's not what you want on a team that's trying to contend.
I'll say this. At least it's against the Marlins right now as opposed to some of the better teams in baseball. They're still in that stretch facing all these teams with sub-500 records. So this is a good time to have this type of problem. There's no good time to have this type of problem, but this is the best time to have this kind of problem.
But even when you consider facing a team like the Reds, per se, who you know can score
at
will,
be problematic, yes.
Especially at their house, that's
good old
an
great
issue.
American.
So how are we intaking that information? We have more to come. I mentioned right here on Raheem and Harris that Jed Hoyer spoke this morning with Mully and Haw. If you missed it, we're going to go back over some of the details, including what he thinks of this injury to Porter Hodge, how the team looks to address it. That's all coming up next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.